G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Now, this is a rather unusual topic because I think normally it's around the other way. It's Diane and John. Don't know where they're from. Doesn't matter where they're from. They've got a poodle about 6 months old, and their poodle is not affectionate. Have you heard of this before?
Look, it's rare, but I have heard of this before. A lot of people, they'll get a dog and they're hoping for that dog to be somebody, to be a particular type of personality. And even though, you know, most people would think a border collie, oh, they're high energy dogs. I've seen some border collies that are happy to lie on the couch all day. Yes, they might be predominantly high energy, but not all breeds are consistent within their sector. So it's really important when you go to buy a dog or to see the breeder to really have a good look at how they move. If they move really quickly, it gives you an idea that that dog thinks fast and moves fast and has higher energy, just operates at a higher frequency, if you like. So this little poodle, there's no other complaints. They're really happy with her. It's just that they would like her to be more affectionate. And there are some things that you can do to train your dog to be more affectionate. It's a bit like, you know, teaching guys to, you know, to take out the garbage or...
Joe, guys don't need to be told to take out the garbage.
I'm sure it's not. I'm sure they don't.
Some do.
So what I would do is I would start training a little bit of affection where I might teach my poodle to get up onto the couch, say, or and let my poodle go to sleep and just relax, and I might give my poodle a couple of pats and then leave it at that. So you kind of just slowly over time bring that out. One of the most important things I've learned is whatever you do, don't try to make one dog a dog you had in the past, because often when you do that, you compromise that dog, and it's only when you allow that dog to be who they are that they tend to become more the dog you're looking for in some regards, if that makes sense.
So let it have its own personality.
Yeah. Not every person likes to talk lots. Not every person likes to, you know, have contact points. It's the same with dogs.
Not every guy puts out the garbage.
Not every guy. I'm sure most do. Sure.
So just build up that affection. Yep. And let the dog's personality come out.
Yep. And don't force anything. Don't force the dog to or give them big cuddles. Just slowly but surely just bring in that affection that you're looking for, but start in small steps and little increments.
I think I told you when I got my dog, I might not have. My dog was a Cocker Spaniel, beautiful dog. And I went and saw the litter, and there's about maybe half a dozen of them. And yep, they're all in a big cage, I suppose, but you could get access to them.
Yep.
And I sort of stuck my hand in, all these little Cocker Spaniels running around going crazy. And one of them jumped up and was more excited than the others. And I said, That's my dog.
And it's such a great way. If you can go and see them at the breeders or in a litter, it gives you a good compass for which dog is the one that's going to be the high energy and the I want lots of love, and which one's the one that prefers to sit back and think and process things. They'll both get to the same point. Mm. It's just over time.
Good stuff. Thanks, Joe. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. She'd love to hear from you. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Have a great weekend. See you, Sean.